Open data, nostalgia, and the question of what we might be getting wrong. A story about the Book Corners app and OpenStreetMap, 111 points and 66 comments, illuminates the legal architecture of open data ecosystems. Book Corners, an app for locating public book exchanges, collects user contributions but does not sync them to OpenStreetMap. The reason is that contributing to OpenStreetMap requires agreeing to the ODBL, the Open Database License. When users contribute to Book Corners, they agree to Book Corners' terms, not OpenStreetMap's. Retroactively imposing the ODBL would require explicit reconsent from every individual contributor. The license strictness is a feature, not a bug. The value of OpenStreetMap for commercial applications depends on the clarity of its data provenance, and mixing in data of unclear license compatibility would undermine that legal certainty. The Isopolis SF map, 238 points and 52 comments, the highest comment count among creative projects on the day, is an isometric pixel art rendering of San Francisco as an interactive map with extraordinary detail. The thread is full of people recognizing their neighborhoods and debating the accuracy of specific blocks. Building such a map requires solving real problems in coordinate transformation, tile rendering, and data sourcing. But it is also simply a beautiful thing that made people happy on a Monday morning. The note-taking and personal knowledge management piece at 209 points and 70 comments represents a perennial HN topic, a skeptical take on elaborate productivity systems, Zettelkastens, linked databases, evergreen notes, arguing that building the system often substitutes for actually thinking and producing work. The Snow Leopard Myth Essay, 106 points and 85 comments, challenges the nostalgic narrative that Mac OS X Snow Leopard was a uniquely clean polish and performance release, unspoiled by new features. The author argues Snow Leopard did introduce substantial new capabilities, and the memory of it as purely a refinement release reflects a cognitive bias towards seeing the past as simpler than it was. The Read the Novels Essay at 107 points and 92 comments argues that literary fiction is a form of knowledge and understanding that technical nonfiction and journalism cannot replicate, a claim the HN community engaged seriously rather than dismissively, as evidenced by the high comment ratio. The Fujitsu Story, 25 points and 9 comments, but carrying significant political weight, involves UK members of parliament demanding answers about why Fujitsu continues to be included in lucrative government IT procurement frameworks, despite the Post Office Horizon scandal, in which faulty Fujitsu software reportedly led to the wrongful prosecution of hundreds of sub-postmasters over more than a decade, described as one of the worst miscarriages of justice in modern British legal history. Parliament is pressing why a company at the center of that scandal continues to win government contracts. The episode closes with a challenge to its own consensus. The coherent argument that experienced developers benefit from AI assistance while juniors need to build fundamentals first rests on an assumption that the relevant fundamentals remain the same. If AI tools become sufficiently reliable and their outputs verifiable through automated testing and formal verification, the economically relevant skill set may genuinely shift, not vanish, but shift. Insisting junior developers build expertise the old way before using AI assistance might, in the strongest version of the counterargument, create a cohort skilled at things becoming less relevant, while those who lean into AI tools early develop the intuitions that actually matter. The signal to watch, as one camp argues, is the post-mortem literature. If incident reports over the next 2 years start attributing production failures specifically to AI-generated code that was misunderstood by the developer who shipped it, the expertise-first consensus holds. If they do not, it may need updating.